USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had a very excellent election.
President Trump says he's had a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. The president saying he expects their relationship will be a very good one. The president also speaking yesterday about the process of choosing a new Supreme Court nominee to succeed Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement last week.
During the morning, I interviewed and met with four potential justices of our great Supreme Court.
Reports are two of them were men, two of them were women. The president saying he plans to meet with two or three more potential nominees before making a decision over the next few days. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will sit down again with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, heading out on July 5th for those talks in North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A federal court judge in Washington says the Trump administration has wrongly detained people seeking asylum in the U.S., yesterday ordering the Department of Homeland Security to stop making blanket determinations against most asylum seekers, ordering the government to return to a long-standing practice of deciding whether to detain people on a case-by-case basis. Details emerge as to when tough new sanctions on Iran will be reimposed. Here's John Clemens.
Brian Hook, the director of policy planning, has called on Iran to become a normal country that doesn't terrorize other countries, proliferate missiles, and impoverish their own people. If not, the sanctions begin August 4th.
These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector, and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Fire crews in Northern California still trying to get hold of the still out-of-control county fire, which has exploded to at least 60,000 acres in Napa and Yolo counties since it began last Saturday. It's only 5% contained. That fire forcing some people in the area about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento to evacuate their neighborhoods. It's fallen under the news radar recently, but the federal investigation into the Facebook and Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal is still growing. The Washington Post reporting the FBI, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have all joined the Justice Department investigators in looking into whether data from 71 million Facebook users was improperly used by Cambridge Analytica. Investigators now trying to find out what Facebook knew 3 years ago when it found out that the company had obtained that data. Automakers say the tariffs on imported cars that President Trump is threatening could add $4,000 to maybe even $5,000 to the price of every new vehicle sold here. The car makers saying that would be the case even for foreign vehicles made in the United States. A number of car makers, including industry giants GM and Toyota, have said tariffs on cars would lead to job losses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.